This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The International Culinary Center is turning 30, and we want to celebrate. We're offering a peek behind the curtain of the ICC and some of their esteemed alumni. This episode's featured graduate, Bobby Flay, class of 1984. Bobby Flay is a celebrity chef and restaurateur who has hosted many shows on the Food Network and Cooking Channel. On episode 60 of Chef's Story, Bobby sat down with Dorothy Cann Hamilton to tell her about his career. Given his current success, you might be surprised to hear about his introduction to the food world.
Went to every Catholic school in New York. I'm very close to every saint in New York. St. Ignatius, St. Monica, St. Stephen, forget it, went on forever. Ultimately dropped out of high school in somewhere between 9th and 10th grade. I was too busy to go to school. I don't really know what I was doing. And I was hanging out with my friends. Just being a New York City kid. I was either kicked out or dropped out a couple of times. And then finally my father said to me, go get a job. And so I went and got a job actually at a restaurant that he was a partner at named Joe Allen's, which was still open. I just started working there actually as a busboy for 2 weeks. And then when my job was over, I was just filling in for the busboy. The chef asked me, I was literally on the way out of the restaurant for the last time. And he said to me, do you want a job in the kitchen? I was like, sure. I wasn't like bowled over by the idea. I was 17 years old and food in America had not blossomed at all. The only thing I cooked at home was I made deviled eggs with my mom and Mighty Fine chocolate pudding. That was about it. Then I started working in a kitchen. I guess I could have said no, and then who knows where I would have ended up. Right. But I said okay, and I started working. And then, a few months later, I realized I really liked what I was doing. I remember sitting in my bed, in the morning when you wake up, and staring at the ceiling and thinking to myself, I'm really looking forward to going to work today. I kind of actually remember that moment. I liked the kitchen. I liked the fact that it was a brigade of people. And I actually liked the fact that I was accomplishing something. I would help to prep some food that somebody was going to, hopefully eat and like. So there was a beginning, middle, and an end. As opposed to going to school where, I had to learn English phrases. I could care less. It just wasn't interested. And frankly, I wasn't a good student at FCI either. I cut out of school there too. Exactly. My father's like, you're even cutting out of culinary school? I'm like, Dad.
To hear Bobby's full interview, tune into episode 60 of Chef's Story, which airs live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Happy birthday, ICC. Here's to another 30 years of influencing food and drink around the world. For the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Joe Galarraga. The song used in this piece was In the Minx by Phil Jarrus. Thanks for listening.